This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I was going to say, careful with that one, Nick. Yikes.
Oh, easy, Simon.
Careful. It's hour two, Jones and Keefe. Here on WEEI, we got Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday, 1/2 hour from now. A lot of Red Sox chatter in the first hour. What are they doing at the deadline? This team feels worth investing in. And Will Clark popping off on Rafael Devers. So we can get back into that later on with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. I'm not sure, Keith, if you've seen this on social media in the last day or two.
What do you got?
But Drake May and most of, not all, of his wide receivers have been working out in parts unknown. I'm not sure if we know exactly where they're working out.
It's always a fun time of the year where you're like, hey, where's the quarterback? Remember Brady would bring guys up to Montana and have like his little ranch out there or whatever. And
yeah, Aaron Rodgers brought the new Steelers receivers out to, I'm trying to remember now where, somewhere out in California.
Yeah, oh, yeah, did he?
Yes.
You guys come travel to me.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady broke COVID protocol down in Tampa. Remember? He had his guys out like
guy
a park.
Guy wanted to win. Made
and
sense.
And broke into somebody's house.
Yep. He was not wearing a mask.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, so a lot of the Patriots out there getting together. That's good.
Here's who was there. Drake May. Josh Dobbs. So two quarterbacks are there.
Two arms.
Yep. You got a lot of receivers there, Keith.
Good. They have a lot of receivers on the team.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Good. Well, hopefully he was just holding on to the ball.
Yeah,
he was ball security.
In fact, I saw a video yesterday of Drake May on one jet ski throwing a pass to Ramondre Stevenson on another jet ski.
That's a useful skill.
You're like, that's going to be a good.
Yeah.
This is like Marcus Smart when he used to stand at half court and like hike a football into the basket. People will be like, woo!
Yes!
Like, ah, that's going to come
run
in real
the jet
handy.
Ski play. Yeah. They didn't have any of those Carlton Davis jet skis, did they? They look like cars?
Nope, cars? Not that I saw. No. And importantly, this was not in the middle of mini camps where Carlton Davis was trotting around on a jet ski. This is actual downtime where they're putting in extra work.
Terp's got the picture up on Twitter or Twitch and YouTube if you're watching.
So you got May, Dobbs, Ramondre Stevenson. I'm going left to right here on the receivers. Okay. Kendrick Bourne.
Nice.
Steph Diggs.
Love that.
Like that.
Yeah, he's potentially newly single Steph Diggs.
I think.
I don't know.
I actually saw Cardi B kind of clapping back at people yesterday.
Why did she scrub her Instagram with pictures of Diggs?
It's a good question. I don't know. So it's unclear on if they're together or not. I'd wager on, even if they are technically together right now, it's not going to last.
Just to say.
Diggs. Dare you? Hunter Henry. Kyle Williams.
Nice.
Jalen Polk.
Well.
And Pop Douglas.
So at least Polk got invited. So what, no Booty, no Baker?
No Booty, no Baker, no EC3, which I don't love.
No EC3, no Mac Hollins.
No Mac Hollins, I think Hollins
is
hurt.
Well, who was taking the picture?
Good question. Good question. I don't know who was taking the
picture.
Maybe
they put on like a timer? You think they have like a tripod? They're like, hey.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. Good one. Yeah, somebody has to take the picture.
Oh, there you go. Look at Drake hitting Ramondre. Look at that.
That's fun.
That's almost like the Tennessee touchdown.
That is
true.
This
is basically the play at the end of the season.
Oh, no. So Ramondre was on a jet ski. Drake was on like a trampoline or something. A jet ski.
Oh, you're right. Like a wakeboard?
That's
or
like a raft.
Like
yeah, maybe a wakeboard. And then he just chucked a pass.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't on a jet ski.
He got sacked, I think.
Look at
he got hit.
Ramondre running back,
back foot.
Yeah,
yeah, he did throw off his back foot.
Ramondre is like Walter Payton to a referee. Came right back in on the jet ski and handed it back to
Pretty
Drake
good.
May. Nice, very classy.
That's just fun.
Honestly, though, you're not impressed by that play. That's a good play.
It was a good play. No, yeah. I'm very impressed. Again, hopefully, they can use that.
Can't use that
Hammer
week
the
one.
Overs.
Say it again.
Hammer the overs.
Hammer the Drake May overs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The overs are just daring.
Well, the overs came out
them.
Before they saw that jet ski play. Oh, now, actually, now DraftKings is like,
look now.
Revised
7 home runs. touchdown passes.
Revise upwards. So anyway, I do like they're doing these workouts.
Yeah.
I find it interesting Chisholm isn't there. Like, all this buzz about Chisholm. May was very complimentary of him. Where is he? I don't know. But it's good that May and specifically Diggs are there.
I wonder if they invite everybody and then, like, some of those guys just, like, can't go?
Well, probably, but yeah. I don't know. Efton Chisholm, you should probably make time to go work out with the quarterback and trying to make a team.
Yeah, yeah,
probably, you know, figure Javon out. Javon Baker, you should probably be there. I think Hollins is the only one with an excuse. He's hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, all those other guys should be there. And I said this the other day, I would start a separate group text for Jalen Polk and do like the, hey, guys, you're on this group text over here. You're not going to the work. It would be like Ken's group text with the show.
Ken's group text to you.
Ken's group text with the show.
Jones' Android separate chat.
Screenshots of other texts.
Ken literally sent me a screenshot of the group text he has with you guys. Should I talk to HR about this?
I'm flabbergasted.
That Ken leaves me out because I'm an Android user. I'm on a separate group chat.
So this happened almost a year ago.
I think I have a case with HR.
I think you might.
I think I do.
It's very strange to me. So I'm sure everybody deals with this at work.
He sent a screenshot of the text he sent to you guys to me. He didn't even text me.
Even though we're all in the same room when he texted. Like, whatever, none of us is going to say what he said to us. But anyway, it's very confusing. And other people might relate to this, where you're at work and maybe you have separate group chats or whatever. But the first day the show got put together, Ken texts me, Billy, Nick, and Terp. And he's like, hey, guys, want to start a show text chain?
Yeah.
Jones has an Android, though, so he's not on this. And I'm like,
wait, did he actually say that?
Yes.
Oh, he actually said that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is news to me.
I'm looking at, like, who's in the thing, and I'm like,
I'm building my case to HR right now. Actually, I didn't even know about
this.
So
he put in he's like, Jones and Keefe show. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay. And then he texts you separately. Meanwhile, that same day, you, me, Billy, Nick, and Terp are on one. Fine. Everything runs fine.
It works fine.
So you guys, the first text we got was Keith and Jones with Ken thread. Parentheses, no Jones since he has an Android.
Yeah, okay, that's good stuff. So he goes all the way back. That was like last August. I was like, all right.
Ken's a droidist.
But then Nick started.
I didn't realize this. He's a droidist.
An anti-droidite.
Yeah, he's an anti-droidite. It's exactly what he is.
Very strange, because that literally same day, we have one with everybody from the show, including your Android, and the texts go through just fine.
Yeah, you have to deal with the horror of mine being in green.
I don't care.
Yeah, you have to deal with that.
I don't care.
You know, I don't want to be. I discussed this over the weekend actually with some friends, Bragg. But you know, I don't like being one of these Android guys who's like out in front being like, well, you know, actually 80% of the world uses a droid.
Oh my god, you have stats?
And you know,
stats to back that up.
Like, and you know, actually, it's a much better operating system. I'm not one of those, but I don't need to be
much better operating system.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, or whatever.
It's operating just fine over here.
Whatever all the nerds are are discussing on Team Android, it brings the rest of us down. But I'm getting treated like a second-class citizen by my boss. I feel like I do have
a case
with HR.
Twice a week, Jones and I have the same back and forth. Like, did you get the text from Ken? He's like, nope. Or he'll ask me, did you get the Ken text?
Today,
like, nope.
Today was legitimately a first, though. He just sent a screen grab of the group text.
That's the easiest way to do it.
The group text he sent. You couldn't even bother to go through the motions on a separate. He usually does that with me. At least sends me a separate text.
It's bizarre. I'm sorry. I just put us on the same email or something, but no. So the separate text. I don't get why he's doing that.
Dark and Stormy Night says Craig is 100% Team Droid. That's probably true. Craig Breslow is
Droid.
Yeah, he's a Droid guy.
100%.
He's also talking up Droid, like, to everybody who will listen.
Can you imagine?
Actually, you have an inferior product over there. Team Droid is where it's at.
Breslow has two different team chats. Like, all the Android guys, all the Apple guys. Like, I texted Garrett Crochet. He's like, yeah, well, I didn't get it. Like, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. You're on
that's
different.
Why Devers didn't know he was supposed to be playing first.
There it is.
Devers could be a droid guy. Maybe that's the whole problem. Will Clark's like, dude, did you get my text? I didn't get any of your texts.
I think we've cracked the case. So I do like these workouts that are going on, although I would subtract Jalen Polk from the group chat, Ken style. I would do that. But when it comes to the Patriots and the talent they added this offseason, you've said this before, Keith. It's like they're way more talented than they were a year ago.
Right.
They added good players. But how good of players did they actually add? And, you know, this is just one exercise, but Jeremy Fowler has been going through the different positional groups. He does this every year where he talks to executives, coaches, scouts, and they go through and they rank their top 10 at each position. Okay. So let's say he talks to 15 executives about running backs where they started on Monday. They're all going to have a different list. A bunch of names are compiled. Course. Usually about 20, 21, 22 names come in on these where they get at least a vote. But then they kind of do a group exercise to come up with the top 10. So I went through the running backs on Monday. The Patriots do not have a running back, and I think it was the top 22 names. 22 names were mentioned. Stevenson was not in there.
Yeah, there's, what, 32 starting running backs?
A year ago, Stevenson was on the list.
Yeah.
This year, he's not.
He fumbled a lot.
These are projecting, by the way, going forward. It's not just using last year's numbers.
No, you have Asher Stenties on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they had D-tackle, where I was a little surprised the Patriots didn't sneak at least a vote for a D-tackle with Milton Williams and or Christian Barmore.
Yeah, I would think definitely Milton Williams. Signed a massive contract, was on the best team last year. Like, I thought he would have been an obvious one to put on there, but okay.
Didn't get a vote.
All right.
Edge rushers came out today. I wouldn't be surprised say I'm surprised at this, but they, again, did not get a vote. I think there were 21 edge rushers who got votes. Okay, so
who's
no one,
their best edge rusher? Harold Landry?
Cam White? Cam Landry? White, like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect those guys to get votes. I was surprised at D-tackle. I was surprised, I guess, just because he was on the list a year ago. Stevenson got no love, but that one also makes sense. So here are the positions coming up, Keith. Safeties tomorrow. Are they going to have a safety who at least gets a sniff, an honorable mention, or a vote? Will Duggar or Peppers get a vote?
See, I think they're decent, but no, probably not a vote.
I think Duggar was on the list last year.
Yeah, I don't think
but
so.
He had a horrible year. Stevenson had a bad year. He had a horrible year.
I probably wouldn't vote for either one.
Okay. Tight ends. Does Henry sniff a vote? That's Friday.
Yes. 10th, right? If you're doing top 10, I think he could be 10th. I was looking at this a little bit earlier, and this is a classic fantasy football thing too, but it sort of applies. Tight end's not like a great position anymore. There's very few guys. You have like the Brock Bowers, Sam Laporta, couple guys that are sort of studs. You have the aging guys like Andrews, Kelsey, and Kittle. It's not loaded, and so I could see Hunter Henry, because he's just solid. Like, Hunter is solid and productive.
I bet he at least gets on someone's top 10, which means he gets a vote. Again, Fowler tracks every single player who gets a vote. No Patriots have gotten a vote yet.
I think he's on there.
Interior O-line comes out this weekend. On Wenu?
Interior O-line.
Does he get a sniff? So guards and centers?
On Wenu, probably should.
Okay. Tackles, they're not going to have a guy getting a vote at tackle.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Big Will Campbell?
No.
No, all right.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Quarterback comes out on
quarter or corner
Monday. Quarter back.
Oh, quarter.
You think May gets a
top 10 vote?
A 10th place vote? No, me neither.
I don't think so.
Off the ball backers? No. Wide receivers? Could Diggs sneak on there?
No. A receiver just in the league is too deep.
Too deep.
You know, and I like Diggs, and even if you're projecting high for Diggs, I mean, that position's loaded.
Okay, and then corners. I'd imagine Gonzalez is definitely on there.
100% Gonzalez.
Safely, he should be in the top 10. Not just getting votes, like down ballot votes. He should be in the top 10.
Davis might get a vote.
I could see Carlton Davis getting a vote as well.
Yeah.
So corner comes out July 17th. What is that, next Thursday?
Yeah.
But like that's going to be the only group they get real votes in. Maybe they get a vote here or there for a safety. Maybe Henry sneaks into the back end of the top 10. Maybe.
So when you cut it up this way.
On Wenu gets a slice here or there. Maybe Diggs gets a vote. Probably not. Have we overrated the talent they added this offseason, Keith? They were so barren and bereft of talent last year. Like, they upgraded their talent, but to what? And I would say, to a lesser degree, the same thing about Vrabel. Mayo was so bad that, of course, Vrabel's a huge improvement. But what is Vrabel actually in the league? Do you have a middle-of-the-pack coach? And now, middle-of-the-pack talent? Is it even middle-of-the-pack talent? And are we overrating that?
Possible. I mean, it is significantly better than it was last year, but that only gets you so far. As a texter points out, Milton Williams doesn't play every snap, and maybe that had something to do with it, because I would have just thought...
I know, but the way he got paid through the league, these are executives and scouts.
These are
people who know. Yeah, he was part of a rotation in Philly, but it was a really deep line. He got a ton of money. $100 million on paper. I don't know what the guarantees are off the top of my head.
No, I know.
But you would think he would get a little bit of love on somebody's list. He didn't.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think...
It doesn't make them bad players, but they're all good players.
But do the Patriots have any great players? No.
Yeah, Gonzalez.
Sorry. Outside of Gonzo, do they have any great players?
Do they have any? No. I don't
Drake
think
May has a shot.
Yeah, Drake May could be. Obviously, Will Campbell could be.
He has a shot. I wouldn't bet on that one, but he has a shot.
I mean, you're going deeper into the bag, but like Kyle Williams, I guess, could be because he's such an unknown. I wouldn't bet on it necessarily, but I guess he could be. Diggs has been in the past. Carlton Davis is like closer to that line. I think Milton Williams is closer to that line too, even though he didn't get any votes on this thing. But yeah, I think when you look at it this way, it makes sense as to why nationally people are not talking about the Patriots. Betting odds, it's more likely that they miss the playoffs than make the playoffs. And one of the reasons is they don't have a lot of great players. And, you know, the NFL Network always, they pull the players and they do their top 100. Pats will probably have one, maybe two of those guys. Gonzalez will be on there again. We keep going back to him. But I think they were.
I would bet that's it. I would bet that's it on that kind of list.
Yeah, I wonder. Milton Williams probably not.
No.
Right? Although Mac Jones made the list once. I'm not saying Drake May will. I think, but Mac Jones made it like the year after his rookie year. So it's a lot of it's projection too.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, Peppers and Duggar, they can kind of swing both ways where like that can be, you can look at it some weeks when you're watching them play, like, that's a really good safety duo. Then other weeks you're like, okay. And then obviously Peppers missed a lot of time last year as well. And there are a lot of guys that are sort of like 50-50. Like if I told you Christian Barmore had a great year next year, you'd be like, okay. But if I told you like, eh, like couldn't really stay on the field. Well,
that's a fair way of saying it. Like we talked about that 25 under 25 list yesterday from CBS and Drake May wasn't on it. And then you look at the quarterbacks on there, and it's like, all right, maybe you don't love Brock Purdy, but to me, Purdy should be on that list over May. He's done way more.
He's done way more, yeah.
Even Bo Nix had a better rookie year.
Sure did.
So I get those. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, he's not close to, at least based on what he's proven. On potentially is, but what he's proven, he's not close to those guys. So I don't really have a big issue with Drake May being off the list. I don't think he's quote-unquote snubbed or anything like that. He won a game last year. He was a turnover machine. So, fine. He better be on that list next year. And I would say the same thing about a lot of these players. Milton Williams didn't get a vote this year. He better get votes on it next year or else that's going to be a whiff of a signing. And, you know, same thing with, Gonzalez certainly should be. But, right, Duggar should be back on that list. You hope Stevenson maybe is back on that list. And if it's not him, it's Travion Henderson because he had a big rookie season. You'd hope that next year the Patriots are more well-represented. Guys who had bad years like Stevenson and Duggar. Barmore was a lost season, not his fault. But you hope those guys bounce back.
Yeah.
And you hope some of the signings that you made, whether it's Carlton Davis or Milton Williams, those guys start to show up. If not, you have a problem.
So I'm not trying to make any of the players better than they are. I would predict they have one All-Pro, right? Like they have one guy that makes All-Pro in Gonzo. But I also think they are better at every single position group than they were last year, where they won four games, which is nothing to throw a parade about. But so baseline, worst of the worst, four games.
Yeah, tackle and wide receiver are still questionable, but I would agree.
They're
better at both of those spots. Diggs, Moses, even Campbell, if he sticks at tackle, they're better at all those positions.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they go into the year with upgrades. Maybe we wanted bigger upgrades. You know, we all wanted Chris Godwin. We all wanted all these different guys in free agency. But they're at least better in every spot. They're also better at offensive coordinator and head coach. And then when you combine that with the easiest schedule in the conference, that's how I've talked myself all the way up to 10 games, which, you know, who knows? At the end of the year, we might look back and be like, holy crap, you said 10 games, they won six. But I think it's the combination of all those things. They're better. I am banking on a year two jump for Drake May. They play all the other trash bag teams. They're going to be favored in maybe 11 games, as many as 11 games based on early projections. So, yeah, they got better. Maybe not as much better as we wanted them to, but still doesn't mean they can't have a significant jump in wins.
Meanwhile, text rolling in on Androids.
Android text?
Texters. Well, I'm not sure who they're texting
from. So now these Android people, okay, go ahead.
Well, you're getting the Android droids are better. I mean, you are getting
a lot of that. Very sensitive droid people.
It is. See, I don't if I'm backed into a corner, I will lash out in defense.
Do you? See, I don't. If you're like iPhone
when I'm
sucks,
treated like a,
all right.
When I'm treated like a subhuman on you're a separate right text by my boss, yes, I then yes, then I lash out.
All right, well, you take it up with
yes,
him.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
It's nothing
yes,
to do with us.
Yes.
We didn't ask to be on a separate
no,
text.
No, you're included in ours. It's fine.
Well, you're included on this ours, text. But that yeah. one doesn't have Ken on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know there was a caste system of texting going on.
But
at
of, all, of all yeah. things, like I have no like personal defense of my phone. If someone's like, your phone stinks, I'm like, yeah, probably.
Here you go. Yeah, no,
I don't
yeah,
care.
Right, it does, actually.
Yeah, kind of does.
Yeah, the reason I started as Team Droid way back when is it was probably cheaper than an iPhone. That's I'm sure that's why I'm on Team Droid.
Yeah.
Texter says, I don't know if you heard Courtney recently, but she said if a guy texted her and it was green, she would ghost them.
Oh, wow.
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 Wow. So Santo confirmed iPhone guy.
iPhone
wow.
user. Wow. Yeah.
No, I missed that. I listen every morning. I missed that part.
I didn't hear that either.
Yeah. All right.
Here
I don't
go.
Know what's the difference outside of the text being in green. Is there any other difference that I'm supposed to know?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Well, Shyam also agreed with the green bubble thing, by the way. He's in here. I just asked him about Courtney. He said, I would also ghost.
What snob.
You'd ghost a woman.
You'd ghost a woman, Shyam? I mean, not. I mean, obviously now you would because you're
respond to my text,
engaged.
Shyam.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He said, yeah, it didn't look like he really wanted to.
He said he texts you individually, not in a group chat.
Yeah, it's the group chat he doesn't like.
Oh, the group chat's a problem.
So he's in, it's a Ken thing.
Got it.
It is a Ken
thing. Ken's rubbed off on them.
Shyam, anybody on the morning show have an
Gross.
Android? Or is it all iPhones?
No, all
iPhones. All iPhones on the morning show?
Wow.
La-dee-da.
Wow.
Yikes. Must be nice.
A lot of money in that time zone.
Wow, one group chat you guys have to pay attention to?
I'm moving down. In the
that is something else.
The pecking order. Also, a lot of texts about Craig Breslow. Breslow is a droid.
Yeah.
Also, Breslow has all his AI send all of his texts. That's a good call.
That's
Breslow
true.
Actually doesn't text. He has his chat
have a
do
phone
for him.
Yeah. Doesn't need one.
That's true. You can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. I imagine you could do that on any phone you choose out there. You can also dial us up, 617-779-7937. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. Stay tuned for it. We'll talk some Celtics, their offseason, after Brad Stevens met with the media yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Let me introduce an impromptu Would You Rather, Keith.
Wow, a bonus Would You Rather
a
to
bonus
start?
Would You Rather, based on some reporting from John Morosi. We actually got a text about this a half an hour ago or so.
The guy formerly known as John Paul Morosi?
He was John Paul Morosi, yeah.
They're like, it's a pretty serial killer vibe. You might want to chill with the Paul.
Well, maybe or that's... Pope. Say it again?
Or a Pope.
Yeah, that's true. John Paul.
John Paul.
Good.
Morosi.
Pope name.
Yeah.
J.P.
Morosi.
Maybe that is an indication he has committed a few murders, and he's like, let me drop the middle name.
Yep. Throw him off the scent.
Throw him right off.
Real smart.
He says the Red Sox are monitoring twin starting pitcher Joe Ryan as a potential trade target. So would
That's
you
Billy Lanny's guy.
That is.
Billy, so we already
know Billy's answer.
Yeah.
Would you rather Joe Ryan or Jaron Duran on this Red Sox team?
I think Joe Ryan. I think the Roman Anthony excitement has got me saying, and Rafaela too. I think that's also worth mentioning in this discussion. Rafaela's playing so well. You have him locked up. He's your center fielder. And even though I like Duran more than Willier Abreu, I don't think you can make that same trade for Abreu. So I'd keep Abreu, Rafaela, Anthony as my outfield. And then Joe Ryan has a sub-3 ERA this year. I think he's always been more than a strikeout per inning guy.
Oh, he's 10 Ks per
10
nine.
10 Ks per
nine. For his career.
Yeah, okay, for his career, not just this year.
Hang on, let me fact
check. He just turned 29.
He's 10 this year and 10 for his career.
But if you told me your rotation is now Garrett Crochet, Joe Ryan, Brian Bayo, Lucas Giolito, and whoever you want for the fifth?
The Dob man. The Dobber.
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 Sure.
Sure.
I'll do that. I would make that trade. That is a trade I would make.
This is the kind of trade we've been talking about. Now, I've mentioned Edward Cabrera from the Marlins. We've talked about these Mariners pitchers, some of the Padres pitchers.
Pivetta. Shot down Sandy Alcantara pretty quick.
I did. Pivetta was good again last night.
Pivetta for the Padres has been nice.
Wouldn't do that one.
No. Joe Ryan, I would do.
Joe
He's
Ryan.
Also has 2 years of team control after this one.
Right. So him and
it's
him
very
and,
similar to Duran.
Him and Duran are
Actually,
pretty
I think
similar
they have
in that
three
way.
The same age.
Yeah. So Joe Ryan, 8-4, 276 ERA, whip below one. We mentioned the 10 Ks per nine. Yeah. That's the kind
I
of
would do that deal.
That's the kind of pitcher you need.
And that's kind of what.
Now, I'd rather they trade prospects for him, but okay. I would trade Duran that scenario.
Yeah, right. If you can find a way to just bring, like, I'm not trying to just dump Jaron Duran. Like, I was looking to get rid of Devers because he was such a problem. In fact, looking back on it, I think I might have been the first one.
No, I think you.
Credit to me.
I think you were.
I think I was like, trade him right away.
No, you were just like,
get him off the team.
I was like, I'll trade anybody in the right deal. You were like, I just want him out. I don't even care about the return. I think you were first on
that. The only reason I bring that up is, one, I was right. And two, just because I'm not saying that about Duran. Like, Duran's not in that camp to me. He's having a down year, but it's not like get rid of him. But if you go to the Twins and you're like, hey, do you want the password or do you want one of these other guys for Joe Ryan? And they're like, no. We're only doing it for Duran. Then I'd be like, all right, fine.
So the Red Sox are monitoring the Joe Ryan market.
Lanny's always monitoring
Lanny's,
Joe Ryan.
Lanny's stoked.
He bets on the Twins every time the Joe Ryan's
he's
on the
glowing.
Hill.
I can see it.
he's glowing.
That's according to Fox Sports, John Morosi, formerly John Paul Morosi.
That's right.
And Jaron Duran, oh, by the way, may not be in the lineup tonight. Roman Anthony in left. Yoshida at DH was at least some of the indications last night pregame. And Duran will be sitting against a righty, not a lefty tonight, a right-handed pitcher.
So what would when
so
is,
you do the math.
Yeah, can I crunch those numbers if you don't mind. Joe Ryan's next start is Saturday.
Where does he make it?
Oh, did he just start last night then? Let me double check here. No, he didn't. But he's scheduled to pitch on Saturday. I don't know. Yeah, will he make it? I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, Crochet pitches Saturday for the Red Sox, so that's not
he's
be
not
his
pitching
day.
For the Red
okay.
Sox.
Okay, who's
ooh? How about this Saturday? Little Twins Pirates, Joe Ryan, Paul Skeens.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, that's if the deal doesn't get worked out by
or
then.
TBD versus Skeens.
So that was a bonus, would you rather, on a would you rather.
That was
Wednesday.
A good would you rather.
Yeah, we can circle back.
An impromptu would you rather.
779-7937. What else we got, Bill?
Would you rather win the home run derby or the slam dunk contest?
No contest. Slam dunk.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think I would say between.
That means I could dunk, so I would want to.
Oh, good
I would want to do that.
All right, but I would say between the years of like 84 to 2000, I would say slam dunk contest. But since then, you'd be like, oh, you won the dunk contest? Who'd you beat? The guy from the G League and Obi Toppin's brother?
Okay. Who won the home run derby last year? Teoscar Hernandez. We just did this yesterday.
Yeah, but he's an outlier.
The year before that was Vladdy Jr., wasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah. Fine. There's more.
And Aaron Judge.
About the year before that.
The guys that are competing in the home run derby are all-stars. The guys competing in the slam dunk contest are not all-stars.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
like dudes that can dunk. And sometimes they're not even in the league. So it's cooler to be able to throw down some sick jams. Don't get me wrong. But I think the history of the home run derby and the fact that you're competing against fellow all-star, if you win the derby, chances are you were an all-star that season, which does not equate to the dunk. So I would actually go home run derby.
I'm going to save the dunk contest by winning the dunk contest, Keith. Have you ever dunked in your life?
I have twice.
You must have had some ups. In a game?
No. One was in a practice. One was in warm-ups for a game. Yeah.
That's nice.
I was like the warm-up line.
Instilling fear in the
Was there like a girl you liked in the crowd? And you were like,
I'm like, this is for you and you and you as well. And if you like it, you as
You know what I like to do with a layup line? Smack the backboard.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Put a layup in, smack that backboard.
The ball like rims out because you smack the backboard so hard.
I'm not saying that never happened, but yeah, I like to give back
That was a
tap.
Good time.
Yeah.
Some of them like in middle school had like the low backboards.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you almost hit your head on them. They're so low. You're like, they don't want to raise these.
Yeah. It's not a shock. I've never dunked in my life, so dunk contest is my answer.
Yeah.
Chick stick the long ball.
That's true, too.
And the slam dunk.
If you're hitting home runs in front of some ladies, they might be interested in that.
You know what? You got me there.
Better feeling dunking a basketball in front of the girl of your dreams or socking a dinger in front of the girl of your dreams.
I think you got to go dunk. What if you're down like 10-1?
They're both good feelings. Take it from someone who knows.
What
both good feelings.
100-20.
Yeah, well, I was just talking layup line dunk. I bet the girls will love that. You don't even need to do it in a game.
I missed the dunk in a game. That didn't go over well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Coach goes, hey, Rich, you ever done that before?
Ever practiced that shot in your life?
He's like, what are you doing?
We would at the end of our season every year, usually after many losses and a lot of riding the bench, we would go to an elementary school right by the high school that had, you could lower the
nine-foot hoops.
And we would play full court games on the 9 foots.
So that's a good time.
That's a lot of trying to yam on people. A lot of missed dunks.
That's a good time.
But some you could put down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I would rather dunk. What else, Billy?
Would you rather the Patriots tight ends or the tight ends from any other AFC East team?
This is going to surprise you. It's the Patriots. Hunter Henry is better than Dawson Knox.
Yeah, and Dalton Kincaid.
Kincaid
had a bad year. If you asked this a year ago, my answer would have been Buffalo.
Do you know who now that they traded Jonnu Smith away, do you know who the tight end is for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I only know this because we did talk about it when it went down in real time. It's Darren Waller, right?
It's Darren Waller.
The Walrus.
Former Mr. Kelsey Plum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nick actually played his song last week. I didn't recognize it.
It was
over auto-tuned ballad, yeah.
It was written with a lot of emotion. He was pretty torn up about the Kelsey Plum.
And then who's the Jets tight end? Is it Aaron Taylor's kid?
From the draft?
I think they drafted
him.
I think tight end's down. I mean, it's the Pats or Buffalo, similar to the wide receiver room. Is this the other end of the spectrum?
Yeah.
I think I would go Patriots tight ends.
I'm going Pats tight ends. Look at that.
If Dalton Kincaid had a better year, maybe he'll bounce back, and then next year we'll look stupid for saying it. But, I would go Patriots tight ends. I think Hunter Henry is the most productive out of that group. And they actually use him, which Buffalo didn't really do with their tight ends.
I agree. Don't sleep on the hoop man either.
Austin Hooper. Oh, he is a nice little player.
Hoop?
Yeah.
Hoop make a play for you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Who was the other guy? Gene Bell? Don't sleep on him.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. That's a good room.
Wide awake.
Nice room.
Uh-huh.
All right. What else?
While golfing, would you rather get punched in the face or tossed in a pond?
So
I assume this was a Happy Gilmore question.
It's not.
You're telling me there's something else?
Oh, Happy Gilmore 2 coming out soon, by the way. But no, this was a viral video going around yesterday. Maybe the day before. I think I saw it yesterday. Terp has some of it on Twitch and on YouTube. But most of you have seen it. If you have not, I will describe it. It is a classic golf confrontation.
Is this a Kelsey brother?
No. It looks kind of like him. It's a gentleman with a golf shirt on. He's got a tatted up sleeve. He's got his khaki shorts on. And he is really screaming at a guy that is off camera. And I assume there was one guy being like, hey, you're holding up. You're playing slow. One guy threatens the other guy quite a bit. He threatens him a lot. Then charges at him like a maniac, which the bigger guy tosses him into a pond.
Oh, he came right back out.
He peels it. Yeah, but now he wears like five punches to the face.
He's eaten a few fists. Yeah.
Almost as demoralizing as getting tossed into the pond. You can't hear it here because Turp has it on mute. When the bigger guy is punching that guy in the face, each time he punches him, he yells bang. Like he's Mike Breen.
Really?
Yeah.
Bang!
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 Bang! bang.
Yeah, that's a guy who you know has punched a lot of people.
He has.
Yeah.
This guy, he drops him. He drops him a few times. But this guy who gets thrown in the pond appears to be the real instigator. He's also the loudest one. And normally the loudest guy in a fight can't fight.
Yeah.
That'd be
my only, right.
That'd be my only move in a fight.
Takes one to know one. Yeah. But so then he charges this guy who could be our Hoss of the Week. That guy, you don't see him great
He's
in the camera.
He's a big dude. Why would you pick a fight with that guy?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he might be. Well, maybe he was like teeing up on the rough or something like that. You know? Maybe he's doing something real questionable out there. It's a gentleman's game.
He might be twice the size of him.
Oh, yeah, he's a big guy. Good candidate for Hoss of the Week. So this guy, bang!
He's yelling bang as he punches him in the face. Now, it did take him 3 points. Yeah, he drops him. Drops him pretty good.
What did he say there? Was he like, stay down?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's like, I told you. Because I think he says, if you come at me, I'm going to throw you in the pond.
Got it.
And then he threw him in the pond.
All right, so what's the
also,
one
that
what,
guy,
are my, what are my options?
Also, what was funny is the guy who just gets destroyed. Oh, then he gets like ragdolled over to the side. You missed that. And he throws him.
Nice.
So that guy, before he got into his fight, took off his sunglasses and his golf club. He took off his golf club and then got absolutely pummeled. So I would say the answer is.
It looked like at the end they kind of made up, though. It's just guys being dudes. It looked like at the end they were just kind of like, all right, man.
They're actually in the same foursome. Yeah. Turns out these guys were buds all along. Had nothing to do with pace of play.
Yeah.
Long way of saying it, I would rather get punched in the face than thrown into a pond.
Because it's so emasculating?
It's so emasculating,
yeah, but
and you're soaked for the rest of the round.
I'd rather go in the pond. Not trying to eat a bunch of punches from that guy?
Maybe not as many punches. One punch? No, but now you're soaked. And then they're like,
that's all right.
Why are you soaked? Like, oh, looking for my ball? You're like, okay. But also there's that, you're on camera getting like picked up like a little kid and then just like launched.
Yeah, but my face doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd rather get tossed in
the pride ball. Hurts.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
No, but
that's nothing new for me.
Yeah, but then you look,
pride
like a, you look like a tough guy for a week. And you're like, you should see the other guy.
Yeah.
And like, actually, I should see you. I saw it on Twitter. You got demolished.
You'd rather eat a punch than get tossed into a pond?
100%.
100% the other
100%.
Way. I would much rather be soaking wet and emasculated than eating punches.
Blends in with the urine.
Punches from that guy.
Yeah, I
gotta wash the pee off my pants anyway. That's a good point.
Would you rather just get shoved into a pond and have to peel yourself out or take one punch?
One punch in the face.
Yes.
Right. Especially when the beer cot goes around, I can put a cold beer on the
wound. Cold beer on it, you're fine.
No, I got to deal with. I got to deal with like chub rub, and I got to deal with like wet socks for nine holes.
Oh, wet socks.
Forget it.
Numerous texts say that guy was an ex-NHLer. Is that
true? Oh, the guy punching him?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he was.
That makes me think it's staged now. That makes me think this guy was just going for clout.
So you're gonna go fight it? Yeah, but that guy. That's also a. Sometimes you can judge a book by its cover, and when you see a mountain of a man. Don't threaten him to a fight.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Because there's a good chance you could lose a fight to somebody smaller than you. Here's a little, for all the people that are still fighting, 25 years and younger, that's the cutoff.
He played at the NHL for 12 years. Yeah. Nick Tarnaski.
Nick Tarnaski.
05
beat the Tarnaski out of that guy.
Tarnaski.
So the first thing you have to do in a bar fight is you look at the guy's ear.
Just bottle him.
No. Does he have cauliflower ear?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Don't bottle him.
Yeah, look out for that.
That's the second move. If the guy, even if he's 145 pounds, if he has two swollen cauliflower ears,
you get out of there.
You just go, sir, can I buy you one?
You know what?
Can I buy a beer?
Yeah, it's under Jones. Yeah. Just you order one of those.
Whatever you want, my man.
Yeah.
You might not be able to hear me because your ears are swollen shut because of the years of wrestling and jiu-jitsu. But so that's your first.
This guy was averaging like over 150 penalty minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he yelled bang each time he punched the guy in the throat.
You don't want that.
But that guy obviously must have been hammered because there's no way that you would see that guy and be like, I'm going to fight him.
So
I'm going to scream about him.
Ex-NHL enforcer or getting chucked in the pond? I'll go in the pond. Thank you very much.
Well, the ex-NHL enforcer did both. He did chuck you in the pond. Like he was like off the ground. It was unbelievable.
All right. Wow. I had not seen that.
Great one.
Nor did I know any of the backstory there. Okay, what's the last one, Bill?
Last one, would you rather see the new Superman movie or the new Fantastic Four?
Both throughout this month. Superman
I have
this
no
week.
Interest in Fantastic Four. So
interesting.
Superman.
Yeah, I'm going to go Superman, too.
I've seen one of the Fantastic Four films, and it was not great.
They were all... Those were
sick, Brad.
Thank you. Those were pretty bad.
Yeah.
Although there's been a lot of bad Superman movies,
well,
too.
This is also true, yeah.
So I'm more intrigued by Superman. Fantastic Four, like, I'll watch it, but it's part of this, like, the Marvel kind of machine and sort of where that's going. Superman, it's starting a new kind of universe, and it's James Gunn, who's directed a lot of great movies that I've liked in the past. So even though I like the characters in Fantastic Four better, I'm more interested in Superman, which is out tomorrow night.
And you'll have a review on that.
I will have a review on Monday.
Nice.
Although I've been seeing movies a lot lately, and I said to my wife last night, like, hey, I got to go.
Sick brag, bro.
Gotta go to the Revs?
I got to go. Hey, I'm going to the Revs game tonight. And I was like, I got to go see Superman this weekend. She's like, you are not going to go see that. And I was like, well, I think I am.
Not without the kids.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to go, but yes.
Oh, family night.
TBD.
$300 later at the movie theater.
She would never go see Superman. So we'll do the best I can. But yes, I am going to see it.
Answer Superman.
Yeah.
Which, Superman was a nominee for a top five all-time American, to which Keith said he's an alien.
Yeah, he's from Krypton.
Actually, not a.
Not
an American. So we're not going to allow
Well, there's actually some controversy there.
Oh.
Yeah, not to get political, but apparently James Gunn was pointing out that Superman's an immigrant. And then, a lot of people online
love that.
Because there were a lot of people that were like very pro Superman. Then they found out that he was an immigrant. And they were no longer fan. It was a whole mess, as you can imagine.
That's just you walk right into that one, James Gunn. Yeah, I mean, that's on you if you're not playing to your base there. Okay, that's Would You Rather's on a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keith. I mentioned the Revs. We have something to discuss, Keith.
That's right.
We're going to be going to the Messi match tonight.
Messi match. If Messi's in the building, I'm in the building.
For the New England Revs. Right, we're 100% of the time we're there. That's right. So how are we going to play this tonight at the Revs? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Red Sox momentarily, but Keith, mini show outing tonight.
That's right.
60% of the program.
That's true.
It's like a Ken text.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be in attendance for Lionel Messi tonight.
Woo, boy. Now, last year, or last time he came through, was it 2 years ago? Last year?
I forget. Good question. I don't recall either. But we were there.
We were both there, and it was quite a to-do. The place was jammed out. It was like a Patriots playoff game. People were fired up to see Messi.
Yeah,
and he delivered.
A lot of traffic. Oh, he delivered big time. But a lot of traffic, packed stadium.
Full house.
Not just the full lower bowl.
No, no.
For the Revs.
Yeah.
And so you already have your attire on, which I wish I remembered.
This is like
I got to wear my jersey tonight, right?
I'll tell you what, the Revs know what they're doing. They have been very generous over the years sending the new kits over. This is not the new kit.
How many kits would you say you got?
I think I have three from the Revs.
Nice.
I think I do. One from the Red Sox. It took begging to get one from the Red Sox. But three from the Revs, which I respect the hell out of. Like the Boston Tea Party one, which I think they're wearing tonight. It's like the red sleeves.
Nice.
They have the one that's like the white, green, and like navy blue.
That's my lone kit. I'm gonna have to.
We got those. Yeah, wear that one. This is just like their standard one that's like all navy blue, but it looks like $1 million.
Looking real nice.
And so yeah, excited to go taking a match tonight.
Yeah. So you know, not to brag.
Yeah.
But we're in the suite tonight.
Well, yeah.
And so yeah. I don't know. I'd imagine a lot of dogs.
I would say some dog. They usually do a nice job with like
some dogs, some brew dogs.
How many hot dogs can I eat during the course of the game?
No. Not how many could I eat, because that number is quite high.
Yeah.
How many can I eat that's acceptable before people start saying something?
You're all right. I think you just can't make a show of it. You can't be like, "Hey, I've got another hot dog." You just gotta like kind of on the.
You gotta eat so many that people are like, "Are you still on the same one?"
Not
the same one. Like, yeah, I'm just nursing this one over here.
And it's watching the same beer. Yeah. Wink. See, I got the same beer going.
Yeah.
Like, okay. But I remember last time, too, they had quite a nice dessert selection, right?
Yeah. Nice spread. Yeah, so you go out there, you see a couple of goals. You watch Messi run around a little bit. Although, do we have to worry about that?
So last time, I remember being slightly worried because the rumors started swirling. They're like, he's not going to play on a turf field. You're like, what?
Right.
You're like, where everyone's going out, you're not going to see him. But no, he played, and he kicked ass, and he was awesome. He was like, you got to see Messi dominate.
Now he's done it once. Was he like, guys,
I know,
I did it.
That's the concern.
Like, is he actually going to play? I hadn't even really crossed my mind until earlier today when I'm like, I'm going tonight.
I don't know.
Is he actually going to suit up? That question was very much on my mind when we went last time because it was a big question. Is he actually going to play?
Do you think it's also as big a to-do as it was last time?
No, I do not.
You think it's less?
Not to like, I'm excited to go tonight. We're going for a reason, and thanks to the Revs for inviting us. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I don't think it's the same. It's not the first game that he's playing here, so I don't think it's the same to do. I bet it'll still be jammed. I bet traffic will still be nuts.
Yeah.
It'll still be an event. But it's not as big of a talker as it was. I feel like there was real buzz to it last time. I think if you ask most people, hey, did you know Messi's in town this time, I bet most people are unaware.
Yeah, but I bet also for people, so similar to, you know, people that go to one or two Celtics or one or two Red Sox or maybe one Revs game a year, at the beginning of the year, you're like, is Steph Curry coming? Is, you know, Shohei Ohtani coming? Like, is Messi playing?
You brought this up. Like, Caitlin Clark coming to town.
Caitlin Clark, are they moving the game over to the Garden for the Connecticut Sun, who are terrible this year, by the way.
No good?
The Sun.
Bad year for the Sun?
Sun real bad.
Ooh, I got to check my Sun's future that I took
Sun
out
bad.
To see if they're going to hit that
take
over.
Take the fever in that game.
Yeah, okay.
No matter what the line is, take the fever.
Okay.
But, it is sort of similar to that, like that kind of draw. But maybe people were the last time, it's the first time, and you don't know if it's going to happen again. So, like, you have to go there. But soccer fans are nuts. Soccer fans are super passionate about it. And if you get a guy like this who might be the greatest player of all time, then, yeah, I think it'll still be sold. I think it'll still be full. I do.
Here's what Gemini tells me.
Oh, boy. The former gladiator?
Yes.
You and your droids.
Yes. Lionel Messi is expected to play in Inter Miami's upcoming match against the Revs on July 9th.
That's tonight.
Despite a busy recent schedule.
Yeah.
And the potential for rest.
Oh, boy.
He is likely to play, barring any unexpected injuries. And he's been seen training with the team.
All right.
Is expected to travel to Foxborough. So I don't know how outdated this article is.
Thanks a lot. Hopefully he's in Foxborough.
Thanks a lot, Google AI. But anyway, that's the latest that I can tell.
Yeah. Inter Miami is currently, I'm checking the table.
Yeah.
The MLS table.
Yeah, I usually have a pretty good read on it, but why don't you catch me up to speed on the table?
Miami is sixth, although they have not played as many games as everybody else. They must be on a separate messy schedule.
Points in hand.
So they do have plenty of points.
Points
in hand.
Out of hand.
And then the Revs are currently 11th. They got off to a slow start, but they're 11th. So there's, as you know, Jones, 15 teams in the conference.
We got to work on a Revs prop for tonight, or a Revs parlay for tonight. We got to work on it. We got to cook one up.
Oh.
Terp, we got to get cooking.
That could be the Sportsbook Rallad pick of the week, actually. Let's take a look.
Yeah, take a gander. Get in the lab over
right,
there, would you?
I'll look.
All right, so big night for Jones and Keefe. We'll be at the Revs tonight. Lionel Messi expected to suit up for Inter Miami. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls, and we'll get back to the Celtics. We have Terp. He can come in and talk his parlay when he joins us. Pure Hoops with Terp talking Celtics next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.